Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking jaws, pause. Give it to them, any of you all. These niggas really don't want a dog. When it's time to go to war, a nigga go to war. Never enough money for me.
have enough to hold.
Hey everybody, welcome to WFSO Aftermath. I am flying solo right now. AJ is currently in downtown Milwaukee waiting to see the wrestlers arrive from Chicago after a successful Monday Night Raw. Those of you who don't know, SmackDown is in Milwaukee tomorrow. They will be filming their Friday night show as they always do on a Tuesday. main event is also recorded at the same time. It should be an awesome show. We will be there. WFSO will be out in force. We'll give you a full report of how it is, you know, next time we're on the air. And I'm hoping that AJ will actually call in, but we will see. We didn't watch much of Raw this evening. Myself and Robert were watching a movie instead, but we did see the last event, the main event, actually, which resulted in Daniel Bryan winning, along with a elimination match against The Shield. So it's going to prove on to being a really good SmackDown tomorrow night. They are actually saying US Championship is up for grabs, which is great because that'll be a really good match to actually watch. So while we wait to see if we can get, let's actually see if we can call AJ. let's see. I'm not sure how we do this. Let's see if we can get him in. Not getting hearing anything from him, so we'll just cancel that phone call. And while we wait for him, hopefully, to call in, we will play some music. We'll be right back.
Everybody, get up.
Maybe I'm going back. Maybe I'm out of my mind.
And okay, we have Trelly on the line. Hey, AJ, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How's things going downtown right now?
Well, got lucky so far. A player that's training for the Bucks, I met him. I know his name was like Farrakhan or something like that. And also Zeb Kobler I just met just a few minutes ago.
Awesome. So it was worth going down early.
Yep. Most likely.
That's great. That's good. Did you get to see any of Monday Night Raw?
No, I couldn't see much of it.
No, we actually were watching a movie, so we didn't get to see much, but it did look like the match that was actually started on SmackDown last week between The Shield and also with the locker room who came out to help Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
That was the main event tonight with Daniel Bryan winning and beating everybody.
Well, let me see if I can at least try to find something here. Because I only saw like bits and pieces of it.
Right.
Let's see. Let's go to Raw results. Just give me a minute here.
No problem.
Let's see. Kofi Kingston versus Alberto Del Rio. Alberto Del Rio won. Let's see. What else? Oh, the Wyatt family versus Primetime Players. And I think, yeah, the Wyatt family won in tag match. Randy Orton
versus
Rob Van Dam.
And it has actually been announced that the Wyatt family will be at SmackDown tomorrow, so we will be seeing them.
Right. And, oh, Randy Orton versus Rob Van Dam ended up in a double countout. They released the names of, who's going to be playable on the 2K14 game when it comes out on the 29th of October.
Awesome.
Let's see, Fandango versus Santino Marella. Fandango won. Yeah, Heyman tricked CM Punk and he got jumped. And it was a 10 Divas tag match. No, that's today. Yep, with Cameron, Naomi, Natalya, and the Bella Twins win the match. Not only Tamia Snuka had returned, but Nikki Bella has as well from injury.
What I did actually see was that Cody Rhodes and Goldust jumped the Shield.
Yeah, I heard of that. I only saw like a pic of it because somebody had. So they are making it interesting with this feud, so.
Right.
Should be good.
And I think eventually everyone's going to turn on Triple H and Stephanie as well, so.
Here we go. Bryan waits for the ring as the Shield comes through the crowd. Before they can get into the ring, Goldust and Cody Rhodes jump in the barrier and beat them down. They dress in all black. Security breaks up with it, drags the Rhodes brothers away. Wow.
Yeah. It was really good.
And I guess Daniel Bryan got the win for his team.
He did. It was very good.
And it seems like, yeah, they celebrated at the end. Right. Well, I probably just got to rewatch it online or something on Wednesday. But
right.
Let me see if they have anything after all. And they did make a match with CM Punk versus Ryback. That's going to happen at Battleground.
Yep.
So that match is going to happen. Let's see. SmackDown match. Let's see what's going to happen I might as well say tomorrow or this Friday.
They
on SmackDown.
Did actually say that the United States Championship is up.
Yep. It'll be Ziggler versus Cody Rhodes for the United States Championship at SmackDown. You're right.
Yep.
Hold on. They already did. he came in and I guess him and Goldust came in and Blackens just start beating up the Shield. Yeah. So you know there's gonna play a toll on there. Let the Rose and the Shield probably be in battleground, but yep, you're right. That's gonna happen down here in Milwaukee, so singles gonna chill so far.
So who's actually down there with you? I hear you speaking with someone. Is that Corey?
Oh, no, Corey left. He said he'll come here in the morning. It's me, Race, George, and just a few other people we knew from Wrestling Friends.
Awesome. So there's a little bit of a crowd down there, so you're not totally alone.
Yeah. Yeah, not that big of a crowd, which is good.
Well, I have actually heard from my source, and you know who I'm on about, who's related to the Usos.
Right.
Who told me that they're driving up straight from SmackDown, from Raw.
Oh, to here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that'd be interesting to get both of them to stay there.
Yeah.
That'd be
real cool.
They're
supposed to be leaving straight from Raw to come up to Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently part of the policy is if you can get to the next venue within 2 or 3 hours the night before a show, so like obviously SmackDown Raw's over and it's like a 90-minute drive to up here.
Right.
They're
right.
Now saying part of the WWE policy is if you can make it within 3 hours, then they're
mm-hmm.
hoping that they're stars actually go right away so that they're rested up for the next day, as opposed to going to sleep that night and then having to travel the following morning.
Right, which, you know, some of them's going to do that.
Right. So keep an eye out for the Usos tonight.
Will do.
I'm actually waiting. I've just messaged my friend to see if she can tell me what hotel they're staying at as well.
I have to say, if it's here, it'll be easy picking.
Right. But yeah, so I hope you all have a good time. There isn't really much news going on except for with SmackDown coming into town and everything. What are you hoping to see tomorrow at SmackDown?
God, who I'm hoping to see? God, it could be a lot of people.
What match would you like to see tomorrow?
The match. God, yeah, that's a tough one because could be maybe a world title match would be on the line or something. I would like to see that. So that's probably one thing I want to see, like the world title on the line.
That would be good. I would actually like somebody to slap, what's his name, in the face, Hook Nose.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those evenings where it would have been better if we'd both actually been able to watch Raw.
Right.
But me and Robert and Dawn actually ended watching World War Z on demand, which was an amazing movie, actually. So, yeah, we were watching that, and, you know, it was, we kind of decided, as SmackDown's in town, we'll save all of our excitement for then. So what else is going on down there? Anything else interesting, or should we end the show early and I'll play out with some music?
Well, we were going to mention about the top 50, what WWE has on the top 50
entrance
themes.
Oh, well, let me bring that up. Hold on.
Right, and I do got my top 10 on tech, so after that, I'll say my top 10.
Okay, let me find it on WWE. There we go, 50 best entrance themes. Okay, here we go. I want that up. Let's go to Oh, come on.
Wait.
Okay, at number 50 is Taz's 2000 entry into the WWE as a surprise opponent for Kurt Angle. It's his song.
Yes, really. Oh, I'm sorry. Just two more people arrived. Drew McIntyre and the Great Khali. And Jinder Mahal as well.
Wait, I'll carry on talking. You carry on doing that.
Right.
So Taz, at number 50 is Taz's entry, the song 13. I can't actually remember it very well. As you probably just heard from AJ, the Great Khali and Drew McIntyre just showed up at downtown Milwaukee.
And Jinder Mahal as well.
And Jinder Mahal, which is kind of obvious if Great Khali's there. Number 49 is Too Cool, You Look Fly Today.
Oh.
Number 48, Speak to the Devil, Drew McIntyre, Broken Dreams.
Yeah, that is a good one. Speaking of him being
here. Yeah, that's what I just said. Speak of the Devil, you know, and he appears.
Exactly.
Oh, number 47 is The Shield with Special Op. And those of you who want to know if it's actually any of these songs, where they're listed on WWE, they also actually have the song for you to listen to as well. So, you know, you're not kind of thinking, well, what is that? It is actually there listed. At number 46 is Steve Blackman with Drums in the Night.
Cool.
Number 45, Primetime Players, the song Making Moves. Number 44, Maven with Tattoo.
Yeah, I know what Maven is.
Number 43, Ken Shamrock with The Ultimate. Number 42, The Miz, I Came to Play. Sorry, I was having a moment. Jake the Snake Roberts with Snake Bit.
So far,
Goldberg,
so good.
Goldberg with Invasion at number 40. 39, The Oddities, and the theme tune was called Oddities.
Oh, okay, I know that. Yep.
38, Brock Lesnar with The Next Big Thing.
Yep.
Number 37, Vader with Mastodon.
Oh, Giovanni's here.
Who is?
No, Giovanni is.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. It was him?
Number 36 is Sheamus, Written in My Face.
Cool.
35, Legion of Doom with What a Rush. 34, The Wyatt Family, Live in Fear. 33, Booker T with Rap Sheet.
32, I just can't remember what it is.
CM Punk's Cult of Personality, which I'm actually surprised is at 32. I thought it would be in the top 10. Oh,
it probably is the other theme song, maybe.
WWE released a new CM Punk t-shirt today.
What, the Be Best in the World one?
I can't remember. I haven't got my emails open, and I don't want to open it up. I get emailed when they release new products, so...
Oh, okay.
Number 31 is Christian with At Last.
Okay.
30, Big Show, Crank It Up.
Oh, okay.
29, Evolution, Line in the Sand.
Oh, by Motorhead, yep.
28, Mankind, Wreck. 27, John Cena, Basic Thugonomics.
Oh, it's an old one.
Yep. 26, Gold Dust, Gold Lust. Batista's I Walk Alone at 25.
Wow.
poor Mr. Perfect with Perfection. 23, Mark Henry, Somebody's Gonna Get It.
Somebody's gonna. That's, I'm telling y'all, that's like a theme song if you want to whoop your kids.
Yeah, you know. Number 22, Dusty Rhodes, Common Man Boogie. Now, this is somebody who's actually placed twice in this list. So, this is number 21, is CM Punk's This Fire Burns.
Yeah, that was his best one.
Yeah. That would explain why it's higher up in the list than Cult of Personality.
Yeah, because it's one of their own.
Right. Number 20, D-Generation X, Are You Ready? Which was a pretty good entrance music, you got to admit that.
Right.
Number 19, Chris Jericho, Break the Walls Down.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate Warrior at number 18 with Unstable. Number 17, Randy Savage. And the theme tune is actually called Pomp and Circumstance. And it was actually a piece of music that was written in the 1800s. So there's a bit of history for you. Kurt Angle, Medal. John Cena, The Time Is Now. So he's actually got two as well in the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
The Million Dollar Man, It's All About the Money at number 14. Number 13 is Kane with Burned. Number 12, Honky Tonk Man with Cool Cocky Bad.
Where's Dude after next season, after next year, he's going to retire.
Yep. Number 11 is The Brood with their theme entrance music, Blood. So what we'll do is now we're at the top 10. I'm going to play a quick song, and then we will come back and we will do the WWE's top 10, and we will get AJ's top 10 at the same time. But we will be right back.
The front, hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross a line. Just hit light it up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your own, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone and need a spine. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. Case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. When I think about it, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, shit, I'm probably wrong.
And we are back. Are you with us,
yes,
AJ?
Yes, we are. Yeah,
okay, so we are going to move on to number 10.
Okay.
And so what is your number 10 song?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to say the Basic Economics by John Cena. That would be my number 10.
Okay, WWE's number 10 is Randy Orton's Voices.
Oh, cool.
So we will now go on to number 9. What's your number 9?
Oh, God. My number 9 would have to be The Shield.
Their number 9 is Shawn Michaels' Sexy Boy.
that one
always makes me smile. It always makes me smile when I hear it.
Right.
So number 8 for you.
Number 8 for me has to be Santino.
Number 8 for them is Triple H's The Game.
Oh, God.
Also known as It's All About the Bacon and How You Fry It. So what's your number 7?
It has to be his King of Kings one. That's my number 7.
Number 7 is Ric Flair's also Sprack Zararusta, which is his entrance music.
And otherwise, woo!
Yeah. Okay, number 6.
Oh, God. Number 6. I would have to go with Randy Orton's Voices.
Number 6 for them is The Rock Electrifying. So come on, what's your number 5?
My number 5 would have to be none other than, I just had a tip of my tongue. I just got to rewind or something. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Number 5 here is The Undertaker's entrance music, Graveyard Symphony.
Oh,
number
okay.
4.
Number 4, it had to be the DX one on Run DMC did, We the Kings.
Number four is Mr. McMahon's No Chance in Hell.
Of course he would put himself in the top ten.
You know? But number three.
It would have to be none other than Edge.
You said Edge for number three?
Yeah.
WWE's number three is Edge.
Guess we got something in common.
What's your number two?
My number two, I had a name. Just can't think at the moment. Okay.
WWE's number two is Stone Cold Steve Austin's Hell Frozen Over.
That one, of course, I already say him for that. Maybe I will have to say number two, maybe Jake the Snake Roberts.
So what's your number one?
What's my number one? My number one, it has to be the guy that was here, Drew McIntyre, Broken Dreams.
Okay, do you wanna know what number one is?
Sure.
Here we go. Listen.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
That is the number one WWE entrance music.
And the day that the face of WWF at the time has turned.
But let's be honest. I mean, when you think about it, there are a lot of songs that are so much better than that one. But you've got to think of the time frame when that song and everything came out and what it meant to people as well. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't just an entrance music for Hulk Hogan. It meant so much more. It meant a lot more of, you know, the country almost being united. To be perfectly honest, it was a perfect theme tune for the time. And also I heard when September 11th happened, there was a lot of TV shows that played that as well.
Exactly.
So it's more, I think entrance music and stuff has a lot more to do with not just, oh, shit. Breaking news,
right.
The Miz and CM Punk are both injured at Raw.
Wait, who?
The Miz and CM Punk.
I kind of figured from after CM Punk got double teamed by both Ryback and Curtis Axel.
Okay, it says it was a rough night in Chicago for The Miz and CM Punk, both of whom suffered injuries at the hands of The Big Show and Ryback and Curtis Axel over the course of a tumultuous Windy City Raw. Despite being injured before suffering the KO punch that left him unconscious, it was surprisingly Miz who fared the better of the two, as WWE medical official basically gave the awesome one what amounted to a clean bill of health. We did evaluate The Miz in the training room and everything appeared to look okay. He has some bruising around the jawbone and I expect him to be pretty sore, but he does appear as though he's okay. As for CM Punk, as you saw, went through a table and landed on concrete. He suffered multiple bruises and scrapes to his back. We've advised him to get additional treatment, including some x-rays, but he's refused at this time. So we're going to follow up with him tomorrow and see how he feels and reevaluate then. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So that's basically...
Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, what are you saying?
So while AJ's disappeared, we'll actually play the number one theme tune and get back to him when he comes back.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Oh,
Yeah, I'll bet. Stop whistling, Arthur.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. You remember the costume designer from Total Divas?
I saw you. Just saw her.
Yeah. I did. Pretty nice lady.
That's awesome. She looks pretty nice on the show, so.
Exactly.
So you glad you went down early?
Yeah, I'm glad. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, I thought they said somebody else was coming, but I don't know how much time I have on this phone.
Well, I wasn't going to end this show short anyway because I need to get my stuff sorted out and ready for tomorrow because obviously I'm going to be leaving here pretty early.
Yeah, I hope you do.
So if you want to keep following us, we are on WFSL on Facebook. You can, AJ, I'm sure, is going to be posting updates in the group as the night goes on. Look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out and join us. There are going to be other shows going on this week. Wednesday night, it is my birthday show. My birthday, obviously, is not until Thursday, but we thought we would do a birthday show Wednesday evening. That is at 9 p.m. Central.
Cool. And also, we'll be...
It's the Smartness, isn't it?
Yeah, making its debut.
Which will be awesome.
Right. It will be an amazing show, and... I advise y'all, the people, when you can't stand the Smarks. Oh, Eric showed up. Our
okay.
Senior advisor, Eric showed up.
Eric's there?
Him on the phone? Yeah, he just made it.
Get my Eric on the phone.
All right, hold on.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, Eric, it's Hazel. You are live on my WFSO Aftermath radio show right now.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was Chicago?
Chicago was awesome. My voice is semi-gone. I'm surprised 3MB beat me up here because I was speeding to get back up here.
They make good time.
I got Zeb first one here. I got Zeb twice.
I saw your photos.
Yes, Raw was good. I finally met Alicia Fox after 2.5 years, and she said, "Whoa, where did I get that picture from?" I'm on the phone right the radio right now, please. Sorry
that
about
is
that,
awesome. I'm so glad you finally got to meet her.
Yes, I did after 2.5 years. So she's a real sweetheart. Tamina, she's a real sweetheart. Now, we'll make my night is just to meet Rosa Mendez. I tweeted her, so let's see if she's responding back.
That'll be awesome. I will be down there tomorrow, so I hope to see you tomorrow. I need a birthday hug from you because it's my birthday this week.
Okay, I'll be there. I got somewhere to be at 9 o'clock, but then after that, I'll be here.
Yeah, I won't be there. I won't be there until about 10:30, 11. So.
Okay.
All right, pass me back to AJ, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow. Take care, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I'm back.
I love me some Eric. He is so wonderful. He's, like, so excited about everything.
Exactly.
But on that note, it is nearly 11:21. I'm going to play us out with a song. And as I say, you'll catch a report from us. We'll probably talk about it on my show and
or
all that
Thursday
good
since
stuff.
We don't have a spot.
Exactly. But we will be letting everybody know how this show goes. Much love to my Trelly, who is going to be downtown Milwaukee all night long. So if you want to catch up with him, head down there. He will be at the Hyatt. I'm at home resting. I'm relaxing on the couch right now, looking fabulous. But I need to make myself even more gorgeous because you never know which wrestler I'm going to bump into tomorrow. And on that note, we will say a goodbye to everybody. We will catch you, as I say, on one of our many shows that we have coming up this week. And I think that's about it, don't you, Trill?
Oh, yeah, that's about it.
So on that note, we will say good night, and I'm finding a perfect
good night, everybody.
And we will catch you all later.
Peace out, everybody, and have a good night.
It's me, bitches. My Beamer, listening to Ether, bumping through speakers. Know I got the heaters, rockin' don't stop. I keep the rockin' don't stop. Stop. I bang the new beat, you know I knock the head back. Now freeze, freeze, you know who it is. It's me, bitches. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, fuck good. Coming to the club, smoking like ice. You should. My shit on fire. I don't need no gasoline. I'm coming to your block with the blue jump speed up. Bring me along, man. Call me the Sandman. When I drive beat, I'm the one man band man. Cash rules everything around me. Clean, get the money. Dollar, dollar, bill. I'll shout fucking freeze. You know who it is. It's me, bitches. Mira loco. Blanco popo. Si me la pongo. That Bentley spoko. I'm a Ben Zorito. Ben Zorito. I'ma shoot that ass like a studio. Sniffing at you, yo. Tryna be so sad. Tryna act tough, but just talk like Georgia. I ain't gotta shoot ya. I could just choke ya. You tryna make paper act, I could okay, just show ya. Freeze! You know who it is. It's me, bitches. Chillin' in my Beamer, listening to Ether, bumpin' through the speakers. Know I got the heaters. Rockin' don't stop, I keep the rockin' don't stop. I bang the new beat, you know I rock the head. Freeze! You know who it is. It's me, bitches. Smoke good, eat good, drink good, fuck good. Coming to the club, stuntin' like ice. I'm the one man.